After the resignation of Dominique Strauss-Kahn as International Monetary Fund Chief, the IMF announced French Prime Minister Christine Lagarde as the new IMF Chief on June 28, 2011. Lagarde was running against Mexican competitor Agustin Carstens, who had support from emerging economies in Latin America, as well as Australia and Canada. However, Lagarde was appointed chief after gaining support from powerful countries, including the US, Russia, China, and Brazil. According to BBC, Lagarde's first task will be to help resolve the Greek debt crisis and help the European Union. With more on the story, here's Eusebio.
Since the creation of the IMF in 1944, all chiefs have been European, which has led to an unbalanced focus from emerging economies to developed Western countries. The decisions and priorities of the IMF are Eurocentric. Agustin Carstens's supporters, mostly from developing nations, wanted a non-European IMF chief to have some change in control of the IMF how support the development of third world countries. His competitive qualifications promised to bring a fresh pair of eyes to the world's economy. He has said that having another European IMF chief would be a conflict of interest to the Eurozone debt crisis.
Here's the opinion of Global Studies EA, Kathy Kemp.
I think the benefits are obvious. Like, current IMF policy really aids the powerful nations in remaining powerful. It gives them better terms in trade. It gives them better terms in a lot of different areas. Unfortunately, continue to keep impoverished nations impoverished. A lot of people consider the IMF neo-imperialism. You have these rich multinational corporations investing in the poor countries. And then that money made on the investments goes straight back to the rich countries, so there's not a lot being happening in the poor countries. So I think it's very beneficial. You always like having someone, you know, like you in power who can give you, you know, fair trade and similar. They have similar problems, they have similar wants and desires, they understand where you're coming from, and they can, you know, help you out.
In spite of its promises to promote sovereignty and relieve the poor, the IMF only gives out help with conditions that protect business strategies instead of human rights. The structural adjustments or conditions given to countries who receive monetary funds, such as cutting education and healthcare funds and privatization of commodities, structural adjustments have shown to slow down development while making the country more dependent on foreign investment. This puts in question whether the IMF is truly made for the people or for corporate development.
And here's the IMF chief, Christine Lagarde, with a few words.
The International Monetary Fund is here to serve and to provide services to its 187 members, with a view to what? To help restore stability where there is instability, and there is plenty of that around. To help make sure that the economies of the world work better to provide a better welfare for people. And to that, clearly, employment is a key issue.
The predictable pattern of picking a European chief and the intense focus on relieving Greece's debt show how the IMF is not a democratic institution. Instead, it is a plutocracy where the fate of the world's economy is put on the hands of a few wealthy and self-seeking individuals. They claim to fight for sovereignty, social stability, and growth for all economies of the world. However, in spite of the huge debt crisis in Africa and all the social issues that come along with it, the IMF conveniently chose to bail out Greece because the European economy depends on it.
Unresolved and undermined economic issues of underdeveloped nations who maintain their dependent status lead to global migration of people and hope for a better standard of living. The same countries in power and control cause the need for migration, also prohibit, oppress, and alienate immigrants.
Here's the opinion of Global Studies professor Sobel Slay.
With the support they're giving to emerging economies, to nations that need help, acquiring them to privatize their economy brings those nations into a model that has been dominated by Western countries, and Western countries know how they work. So it kind of opens up global market, but the global market is already determined by Western ideas. So the Western countries are already doing this well. They already know the ins and outs, and they already know the ways to profit from this, while these emerging economies don't have that same knowledge, have to start kind of from scratch, and often can't be in the same way. They can't compete in the same way. That means these people are going to have to look for work elsewhere, and that's going to result in a lot more immigration to these nations whose economies are already developed and who are succeeding in the global market. So in that way, I think it'll directly contribute to, or it has, and will continue to contribute to increased migration and increased strains on different economies.
If the IMF were to have elected cartels, emerging economies could have experienced growth, which reduced migration and create more jobs in those countries. With Christine Lagarde in power, the hope of the third world nations for a more equally distributed monetary fund diminishes.
For KCSB, this is Sevilla Almada, signing off.